Okay, let's welcome back our three brave volunteers. Joe, now, first of all, Teresa. So how did it feel being led around blindfold by Darren? Did it feel normal?
No.
Is this working? That's a no. I'll just repeat the answers rather than stick this in your face. So it didn't feel normal. Was it a bit scary?
No.
Wasn't scary. Why was it not scary?
It was fun.
Because it was fun. Cool. Thank you very much. Casey, how did it feel walking down the middle there?
I felt like a blind person.
You felt like a blind person? And how did that feel?
Scary.
Scary. Scary because you didn't know what was around you. And what about the people that were helping you? Could you hear them all?
I could hear them. I could just about hear them.
You could just about hear them.
Yeah.
Okay, well done you. And Phoebe, how did it feel being led around by your brother?
It felt really weird because I couldn't see where I was going. And it felt like I was just in like a place with nothing in it. But there was lots of people.
Making some noise around you. So that was really weird because you couldn't see. And it felt like it was very dark and you could hear lots of people around you. But was it good to have your brother there? It was. That made it a bit less scary.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we give these three a round of applause, please? Okay, guys. There you go. Let's just look at this story quickly, just this story briefly. There are some component parts to Mary's story that are really important for us. The first thing that Mary does is she hears. She encounters Gabriel. And Gabriel, according to the story, is we know he's an angel. But we also know that there's nothing special about the way that Gabriel looks. Mary knows that he's an angel, but only really because of what's going on inside her body. But she's heard a message and she hears. The next thing that Mary does is Mary questions. And sometimes in church we think, well, is it right for us to question? Or should we just be obedient? And if we're really holy, we wouldn't question at all. But Mary, being a lady, just a faithful lady, questions. And for me, I take great encouragement from the fact that Mary asked the question. Because there we are, God's chosen mother of Jesus. He's not somebody who has blind faith. She's full of faith, but not blind faith. She questions. And Mary then agrees to act. She trusts. And if you look at our two games this morning, what is it we were trying to do about by asking in the survey, and what were we trying to do about this little game involving leading people around? The survey first. The question is, for each one of us, there are things that we can do. It's just about our motivation. Sometimes we think, no, there's no way that I could possibly do that. And yet, oddly, if our motivation changes, our mindset changes. And that raises a really interesting question about what are we prepared to do. Mary gives us an amazing example. Mary changes her life and the life of every person on earth from that moment onwards by being obedient. Mary had no idea that morning when she woke up that by that evening she would be carrying Jesus inside her. No idea at all. So what happens when it is that we're challenged to do things? What's our response? And what's the structure of our thinking associated to our response? Is it this is uncomfortable for me? Is it this is unpleasant? Is it this is something I just don't want to do? Is it something that we grasp willingly and think, oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm excited by that. But in our decision about being obedient and responding and making room, sometimes our lives have no space to make room. Sometimes our lives are so full of what we want it to be, whether that's just getting up in the morning, all the things of the day, going to school, coming back, watching TV, having dinner, doing some stuff, go to bed, and then the adult version of exactly the same thing. So what happens when God challenges us to do something more? How do we respond? What's the structure for us responding? So let's look at Mary's story. It's as simple as that this morning. Let's look at Mary's story. Let's first of all listen. Are we listening and in relationship with God? Do we recognize the voice of God? Even if it's the voice, in the case of the angel, Gabriel, a voice that looks like a man. The Bible says he's like a man. In fact, he's quite a scary looking bloke, apparently. Because when Daniel encountered him, Daniel actually wept and laid on the floor in fear. Not because he looked bizarre, but he looked like a bloke, but the whole thing was quite scary to him. So the message from God may not come in somebody that comes down and glows and has got wings. The message from God may come from the person next to you. It may come from an older person. It may come from a child. Then be free to question. Be free to say, really, Lord, is this for me? But once you've heard the answer, yes, the question you've then got to confront is the big one. Are you prepared to make room? And a classic example of that is our Feed the 5,000 initiative. For some people, the concept of inviting somebody to have a drink with, have a meal with, have a snack with, spend some time with, for some people here, that concept is utterly terrifying. But think Mary. Because however terrifying it is, it can never be any more terrifying than the thing that Mary confronted. And Mary changed the world forever by her obedience. So the question therefore is, are you prepared to think Mary at the time when your change comes? And what does Mary do? Mary talks back to the angel and says, behold, look at me, I'm God's person. I'll do it. So our challenge in this season, as we talk about making room, is, are we prepared to do that? Are we prepared to say, look at me, I'm God's person? Whether you're young, whether you're old, are you prepared to say, I'm God's person, I'll do it? Now what we're going to do now is we're going to listen to a piece of music. Some of you will be familiar with that. Some of you won't. But when you listen to the music, listen to the words. It's a piece of music about Mary. But the words are absolutely astonishing. And if you can take the words on board, they will change you. When the music's finished, I'm going to invite you forward. There'll be a table here with some candles on it. And invite you forward and to come forward in the event that you're prepared to be one of those people that says, yeah, I'm ready to listen and I'm ready to act. Now, that may be something that's being called on you now. It may be being called right now. You know there's somebody that you need to speak to. You know there's something you need to say in your home. You know there's something you need to say to your parents or you need to say to your children. You know there's a sorry or a thank you that you haven't said yet and you need to. It may be bigger than that. There's something you need to change at work. There's something you need to change in your life. You know you need to move. You know you need to cry and you need to laugh. And it may just be that you're just prepared. You just say, you know something? If Mary can do it, so can I. So it may just be lighting a candle and say, look, Lord, this is me. This is my faith. I believe in you and I love you. And when you talk to me, I might question you, but I'm going to act. Now, if any of those things resonate with you, then during after the piece of music, then just come forward and light a candle. There'll be some background music going on. It's no great shakes. The candle is nothing apart from just a sign, a deal between you and Jesus, who's watching, who's here through his spirit. It's just a sign. Just say, you know something, Jesus, I'm ready. I love you and I'm ready. Can we have a piece of music, Mike, please? Mary didn't know any of those things. Mary was just obedient. Mary just said, yes, God. She didn't realize any of those things. She didn't realize she was about to change the world. So the question is, as people of God, is that where we are?